Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? I just got to take a deep breath because I am, I just completed a Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins, a 6-day total immersion, like 14, 15, 16 hours a day program with Tony Robbins. It was absolutely the most intense program that you could do with Tony, and it's mind blown. I'm mind blown. My brain is mush right now, so I am going to do the best I can on this podcast. So, I don't even know where to start. My whole world is just turned upside down right now. And I'm just going to start with, I know that I adore the philosophies of Tony Robbins because I've been in it since I've been 14, and I've been super blessed to have a father that's promoted me to be confident and badass and have the skill set to listen to Tony since I've been young. And I am in this world and I live this world and I coach this world, and I believe in all the philosophies. And there are people out there who think that, oh, you're in a cult, you know, you go and go in a group and you rah, rah, rah. And sure, if that's what you think. But on the other hand, when it changes my life and I can serve more and help the world be a better place, then awesome. Then I'm that person. But after living through this crazy experience, when we're done at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and it was beautiful. I mean, there are days when you're watching other people live. I mean, I did it virtual. And I love doing virtuals. You already know that I get to sit here in my office. And I know people like to be with each other and do them live. But for me, virtual is so nice because I can still go to the bathroom. But I can stretch and move around and jump around. And, you know, I'm at the leisure of my own home. But you can watch people's transformations. And they're right in front of you. And I am such an analyzer, and I love to watch people's, how they breathe, how they move, their body language, and, you know, how their eyes are twitching. Like, I get into all the analytics of, I shouldn't say analytics, how their physiology is of during a transformation or an interview or whatever, because that's what really makes me tick, is how people are like going through the transformation. So there were a ton of transformations, and just to experience and witness transformations live is an unbelievable experience. And it was kind of cool because I get to use my clinical experience, and I was like, ooh, this is going to happen, or ooh, this is going to happen. And, you know, I got to talk to my friends, and we're all typing to each other. I'm like, you watch, this is going to happen. Or they would say something mean. I'm like, ooh, I didn't see that. It was just super fun. But, you know, to be able to personally crack down my own walls and deep dive into some uncharted past shadow work has been a little hard and super emotional. And I know I was pretty good. I was pretty good and hanging on by a thread. But day six broke me. The last day we did an exercise, and it was like going back to your childhood and what, you know, when you were 3 and 5 and 7, 9, you know, teens, and, you know, go back to these years. And it broke me. And when I say broke me, it was just like, I couldn't think of memories. And like, I don't know if my brain just shut off because it was just so emotionally tired, or if I just couldn't think of memories. Like, everybody was like, oh, I had these beautiful memories of playing at the beach and going here and this, that, and the other thing. Like, the only thing that I kept on coming up was I was looking at physical pictures, like Polaroids or photo albums. Like, that's what I was visioning. Like, I wasn't actual experiencing fun. And it broke my heart because there was no fun. And that really made me sad. That I'm like, did I not have a fun childhood? And yeah, that threw me for like a tailspin. Like, I guess I spent so much time being an athlete and, you know, having these memories of being a sports person, playing softball, playing volleyball and basketball and doing all these things. But did I have fun? You know, and I just remember, like, I never went to a prom, I never had a boyfriend, and I never had these things. Like, I never experienced, like, the crazy stuff of being in school and high school and even college, because I was always sports. And now that I'm, like, 43 years old, I'm like, did I have fun as a kid? Probably not. But I guess I had different types of fun. And, do I regret it? No. I mean, it made me into the person I am today. And, you know, I had different experiences and different types of, I guess, different types of learning curves and failures and wins than anybody else. And I just put like all this in a basket, and I was like, wow, my childhood was so different growing up being visually impaired and body dysmorphic issues and being super tall and playing sports. And I was like, wow, where was the fun? And that just, it made me sad that there was just no, you know, going to the beach. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, we did go to the beach, and I did have like a little bit of memories, but that was like when I was in the late teens. In like college area when we went to the beach. But yeah, like, I stumble over this because I'm trying to like put it all together and in words, but it was such, Date with Destiny was such an eye-opening experience because it really gave me the opportunity to look at who I am as Jenny. And I was like, wow, I am such a masculine person. And not, it's not bad being a masculine person. I have more masculine traits versus feminine. And it's not saying that I'm not feminine. I'm just more masculine, meaning I use my athletic side. I use my more masculine brain to have the business. And I'm very structured and you know how I love the plan, like very masculine. And I already made the decision since my mom's passing that I need to have more fun. I need to have more flow. I need to have more whimsical and just non-structured white space time in my life. And if I bring these things into my life, that more abundance and more manifesting opportunities will come, because I am so heavily masculine that my feminine side was almost turned off. And it's been so interesting because since embracing the more feminine side and, you know, going through this, I want to say transition, has been so eye-opening. And even transitioning into this more feminine side before Date with Destiny, and then Date with Destiny being like, okay, I'm going to embrace this, you know, more flow state, more, you know, sassy and girly and fun side. It was so eye-opening. And, you know, I don't regret any of my past, because my past is what created the person I am today. But it made me realize that there are a lot of, there's room for change. And change isn't bad. Change is good. And it doesn't matter how old you are or what you look like and what you do and who you married and what stage or what, you know, season of life you're in. It's all about who you want to be. And I already made that decision. Can y'all hear the train? The train is like 2 miles away from my house. You can probably hear it. I already made that decision with my mom's passing that I need to figure out who Jenny is. And it's been an adventure. It's been really understanding what makes me tick and what makes me happy and who and how I stand on my own 2 feet. I felt a lot of being shadowed by my mom. And because everybody's like, oh, you look like your mom. I look a little bit like my mom, but I act 100% like my dad. And it was interesting because like when we do family things, they'll be like, oh my God, you look so much like your mom. And it's not a bad thing. Believe me, it's not a bad thing. But it's, you know, you always have that growing up. Oh, you look like your mom. But I'm like, no, I want to look like myself, you know. And I feel that, you know, now that she's not here, it's kind of like an honor. Yeah, I look like my mom. Fun. But, you know, with her not here and her not constantly trying to interfere or have her 2 cents on everything that I would do, from how I did my nails or what I wore or how my hair looked or things I did with my marriage. It was so frustrating because I always felt this little piece of me that my mom lived her life through me. And it was a discussion that I had with my mom many times. And she's like, well, you're so confident. And I wish I was confident. And I definitely try to coach my mom on being more confident. And we had many, many conversations about this. And she just wasn't a confident lady. And she tried to live her life through me. And it was a point of tension. And I was like, Mom, but you have to live your own life. You can't live it through me. And it would just constantly build and build and build. And it was a stressor. It was a stressor. And I just feel like no matter how much that I would give her and teach her and coach her and support her, she never would change. She never would change. And it was sad, you know, it was sad to this, her last breath, that she was never confident. And, you know, I tell you all this story because there's women out there who feel the need to dress for men or do things for other people and not be themselves because they need to, it's, I don't even know how to explain it because I don't live like this. But they were not confident enough and they lived in the shadow of other people. And since they lived in the shadow of other people, they would latch onto them to either suck the energy from them or they needed them to feel confident. And that was my mom. She needed me to have confidence and she needed my dad to live a life of happiness. And it was very shocking as I was growing up because I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? Like, you wouldn't go out with your girlfriends without dad, or you couldn't do that? You know, I don't understand. Like, you know, because I'm very independent, you know, that goes back to me being 8 years old and traveling on a softball team all over the country, just being very independent. But she didn't do that. That's the way she was. She wasn't brought up. She was brought up as a princess, like everything princess won, princess got. And yeah, it was just very different. And that was a lot of contention. And a lot of this was brought up with Date with Destiny when I did a lot of shadow work and a lot of how I need to stand in my own power. And I had that light bulb moment of I was there to be able to support my mom. I was there to be able to support her to my best ability. But if someone doesn't take the advice, the coaching or whatever, you can't do anything about it. And it wasn't until mom's passing on July 2nd that I truly felt this release or this unbelievable, I mean, it was painful, unbelievable pain. But I always call it like the fog has been lifted, that I can finally live my life and not have this point of pressure, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, Date with Destiny was just an eye-opening experience to know that my story, my journey, my failures, my wins are such an amazing trophy for me, because it's here to help other women realize that no matter what you go through, you're still a beautiful person. You're still a beautiful soul. You're still learning. 45 years old and still learning. And I love that about me. I love that I'm here to do the work. I always tell my clients, I'm like, you need to do the damn work. And you can't expect miracles to happen if you don't do the damn work. You know, so many people are like, I manifested a new Porsche. No, bitch, you did the work too. Like, and it's fun. So Date with Destiny really broke me, but it really gave me the experience of opening a new chapter and being excited. So if you ever have the opportunity to go to a Date with Destiny or an Unleash the Power Within, or join KK's 8-week program called Unleash Her Power Within, if you have any opportunity to participate in some of these programs, just try it. Just try it. Of course, I'm always going to be like, you should do it. It's amazing. It changes your life. Because we need to break up the monotony of the hamster wheel of death. You know, I always talk about that. You get on the wheel and you just run and expect things to change. Well, if you don't change your behavior, how are things going to change? You need to go into a course like this, or try something new, or try a Brendan Burchard or an Ed Milet or Mel Robbins. Like, try somebody else that you really resonate with to change your mindset, change your behavior. Because whatever you're doing, I should say, if you're unhappy and you're doing the same stuff every day, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. And I knew that about myself. I was living 17 years in the clinical world, and I'm like, God, this is so not rewarding anymore. And I needed to change myself. And that's when I was really diving back into the personal growth and change myself. It makes sense. It's that one decision that you make that will pivot your life. So I know this was a long one. It's about 19 minutes, but I just wanted to tell you that you are in control of your own destiny. And I definitely learned that. I know this was kind of a somber one, but a lot of things are happening and a lot of things are changing. And I'm super pumped about all the new goodness that's coming ahead. So stay tuned, stay focused, and always know that I'm here to support you on your journey. So reach out and ask questions. Find me on my social medias and ask some questions. I love you all, and have an amazing day.